The president's jobs plan includes money to hire teachers, about 7,400 in Wisconsin. The package would also spend money to renovate or build schools. $169 million would go to the Milwaukee School District, with additional funds to other parts of the state. During a visit to a public school in Milwaukee, Education Secretary Duncan said the spending is needed.
I think it's phenomenal. Again, you think about $30 billion to bring teachers back to the classroom, $30 billion to renovate and rehab buildings that need additional help. There is just tremendous need out there. I travel all over the country. I don't know if I've been to a place that isn't increasing class size, that isn't thinking about reducing PE in art and music and eliminating after school and summer school. Is any of that good for children? Is any of that good for our country, our economy? Absolutely not.
Duncan says investments are needed to compete with schools in other countries. Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson joined Duncan during the Milwaukee visit. Johnson says education is very important, but
you have to look at the details. I mean, before I start signing on to a new infrastructure bill that really is deficit spending, I would want to see what did we spend in terms of infrastructure in the last $800 billion stimulus programs.
Johnson says he wants to break the president's plan into bite-sized pieces and make sure the money would be spent well. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.